Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Check. Damn. You should be on as well. Welcome to Off the Rails.
I am.
Welcome to Off the Rails with Blummel. I'm here with my coworker slash spouse. We're getting used to the transitioning roles from outside playing grab ass to inside being professional.
Inside playing grab ass.
We were playing a little grab ass in the kitchen. What can I tell you? And grab ass includes, you know, anything from, you know, a kiss or a rear naked choke. It just depends what kind of like mood we're in. Are we feeling loving and lovable, or am I feeling a little bit aggressive, a little choky? But not in a hot way, more like it hurt you way.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I grabbed him, pulled him towards me, and got him in a guillotine a little bit. And he pretended to like, oh, this isn't scary. But I could tell that he was fearful for his life. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to take that call right away, caller. So I will put you on hold if you want to hang up and call back again. I feel like just to take a call right out of the gate is just going to kind of throw me off.
Yep. And
there's a lot of things, very important things I need to discuss on the show, like the cake caper. And the gym caper, and the two-day wedding I'm going to be attending, and Bubba 199, and Kevin Hazlett. I'm just basically reading off my list.
Oh, Bubba 199, you'll be there.
No, I will not. And unfortunately, I think I may have a sleeping problem again. I think it's back for round two, which
is... That's a good thing, right?
No, I can't sleep. So I slept like shit on Wednesday night, and I said to myself, hey, Thursday's going to be a little rough. You got a lot of shit going on. You got a lot of things to do. You got cakes to bake. You got laundry to do. You got to pack. I had to do all this just shit. And gifts and all the things. Gym, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, listen, you'll get it all done and then you'll sleep like a log on Thursday. Nope. Had a bunch of energy. Was feeling like shit. Kind of drowsy all day. Feeling really drag-assy. And then suddenly I go to bed and it was like... And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
I've had the same thing lately.
It is like the worst affliction ever. And then I would get up to like go to the bathroom. And I'd be like, man, I'm so tired. I just want to lie down. I can't wait to get to my bed. And then you get to your bed And then I'm like, my heart starts racing. I'm like, mm-hmm. Why is your heart racing? You don't live in Ukraine. What is so hard? You have to pack? That's your big, you know, problem in life is that you have to get up early and go to work where you tell dick jokes. Like, what's your, you know, and then you start shaming yourself for not being able to handle things. You're like, why can't I go to sleep? I literally couldn't sleep last night thinking I'm going to fall asleep immediately. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I took another sleep aid. Not the same thing I usually take, but I was like, this is ridiculous. I need to sleep. And then your body does this weird fucked up thing where you try to fight it. You're like, no, succumb to it. That's the whole point. You took it so you could relax. But mm-hmm. then you're like, I bet I can power through it. I'm like, what am I doing? Why is my body like this? Just sleep. But eventually I did get some sleep. I was in a heavy duty dream when my alarm went off. My phone went off. I didn't hear anything. I have an emergency alarm that's like crazy. And it's on the other side of my room. So I have to like get up and walk over.
Okay.
If that didn't go off, I would not have been at work this morning because I didn't hear anything. I was like in a heavy duty REM sleep. I think I was having a little bit of a nightmare. I was on a train. That's all I remember.
Well, you called me last night.
Hopefully, I wasn't going to any camps. Go ahead.
And I was at the point of like just kind of getting to sleep, and my phone rings.
Ring, ring, ring.
Which it was still early, so like
it was like 8 something.
Yeah, it was early.
Yeah, but listen.
But realistically, I wasn't going to go to sleep, even though I was dozing off.
Yeah.
I
woke him up.
You know, we talked for a little bit. It was good.
It was a good chat.
And then I was like, all right, cool. After we talk, like, I was tired before. I'll be able to go right to sleep.
Yeah.
Nope.
At that point, I still needed to finish prep. I still needed a pack. I still mm-hmm. needed a shower. I still needed to do all the things.
And I've got like 8 million projects going on here.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. And I'm trying to be like really, really thorough with prep, making sure that, you know, if I hadn't either have read the article in full or most of it, and every single video needs to be combed through very intensively because,
mm-hmm.
you know, situation. So I did all that. I'm like, okay, I think we're good. Showered. And I'm like, oh, it's such a nice, relaxing shower. Reagan is dog sitting for a friend. So she was out.
Nice.
And so, I love Reagan. I love having a roommate. But I think I've always been kind of like meant to live alone, you know, so it was just nice. It was me and the cats. I put the cats away, you know, lock them in their room. I'm just like, get the hell away from me. Even the animals, I'm just like, I don't want to give anybody my attention. I just want silence. Went to bed and couldn't fall asleep. I'm like, any moment now, I'll probably fall asleep. And then I do this weird thing. I don't know if anybody else does it, but I'm like, I wonder if I'll be asleep in 5 minutes. Maybe 7. Like, what's the moment? And what is the moment that you fall asleep? Do you know you're falling asleep? Like, because there's there must be a decisive moment where in one moment you're not asleep and then the next moment you are. It's like, what is that first? Like,
mm-hmm.
how do you determine that? Obviously, it's not just immediate unless you're going under anesthesia or something, but it's typically a process. So it was just really annoying. My mind was racing, but I wasn't having thoughts. It was just like, I was just concentrating on my physiology. I'm like, why is my heart racing? Why is this happening to me? Why are you like this? Why can't you just be fucking normal? That's a common conversation I have about sleep and not about sleep as well.
Yeah, mine is like all the projects I'm doing here, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I gotta order that. Like, and it's like dumb stuff. It's like a little bracket or something, but it's things that like I need to get to like could like keep going on a project. So it's like, oh crap. So like I'm on like Amazon and eBay and all that is like looking for a specific part.
Yeah. I got all of my shit done. So I'm like, why are you awake? But here's the thing. I worry that I can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the event that I can't fall asleep, I start planning the following day about all the adjustments I can make to get a nap.
Of course.
So I'm like, okay, well then I won't go to the gym and I'll just do this. Mm-hmm. Or I could nap for 20 minutes and then go to the gym, or I could just nap and then I'm like, go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, I do the, okay, well, if I wake up 10 minutes early, I can just do it then.
Yeah, but then I'll stress about waking up 10 minutes early. Like, that's how.
Sure.
So I made sure literally I've never done this before where not a single article of clothing or thing needed to be added to my bag for this weekend. Like, mm-hmm. it was all ready to go.
Nice.
All the cards I needed to bring, the shoes, the dresses, the undergarments, everything was just ready by the door. I was just like, who the fuck am I? And then I also started having things, thoughts about that as well, where I used to just be so unorganized and just I don't want to say disheveled because I'm still disheveled, but I'm extremely organized. I used to leave things like a mess when I was a kid and an adolescent and like a young adult. And now it's like I'm like almost too much the other way. Like I'm militant about things being clean. Apparently, I had a chat with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into that.
Apparently, you had a chat with your mother?
No, sorry. No, I had a chat with my mother, and apparently, and then I was going to say something. I never got into the situation, the call I had. I was, mm-hmm. I think I tried to worm it in on Monday and never got in. And so, oh, shit. Let me fucking write that down.
Oh, God.
Uncle.
Be here till fucking 3 o'clock.
I need an alias. Uncle Henry. There we go. Oh, that works. Caper. It's a good one.
Oh, that?
Yes.
That one. Okay.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Yes. It. I forgot about that. I called my mother on Easter and we had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, couldn't sleep, was fucking annoyed, but and I always worry that I'm not going to have enough energy the next day. But and then I started thinking like, shit, I got so much stuff done today. I was so productive and all I had was a coffee and a Celsius. I wonder what I could do if I took meth or Adderall or something.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be the most I'd be Elon Musk if I could just take some Adderall.
You could take some amphetamine salts.
Amphetamine salts. No, but so we got the wedding today, which I'm excited about. Wedding part one, which you will not, unfortunately, be in attendance because you'll be here. Not unfortunately for that, because mm-hmm. the people need you, Blitz. The people need you.
I'll be partying.
He'll be partying. And I am really sad I'm missing this Bubba 199 because I honestly think it's going to be like the best one you guys we've ever had in terms of money and in terms of like fun.
I think the last like big fun one was last year because it was actually on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty big one.
That was cool. But there's a lot of people. There's going to be food. It's going to be really busy. The music selection is great, I might add. I did take the criticism that I got last time, which wasn't really criticism. It was more like a fleeting comment. People are saying, this sounds like a repeat. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard these songs before. So I made sure just to completely start from scratch. There's going to be some oldies in there. Oldies for me. So like 90s stuff.
Any 2000s. Good hair metal bands?
No, that's literally the worst fucking era of music that was.
There's like a couple of decent songs in there, mm-hmm. but for the most part, I completely agree.
Yeah, yeah. So I do want to get into this conversation that I had with my mother. And what okay. I was saying about me being organized is apparently my sister is a pig, a filthy pig.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she's fat or anything like that, but because just her lifestyle, she lives like she's in a farm. Apparently. So I was talking to my mom and I did talk about this a few weeks ago. My family had this big family reunion for my grandmother's 100th birthday. She's dead. But her memory lives on, folks. That's what carries on. So it was supposed to be just so Grandma Bubby had 3 kids, my mom and she has a brother and a sister. So it was going to be, you know, those 3 kids, their families, the grandkids.
And in what order is your mom?
The youngest.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes Auntie Barbara, Uncle Mike, and then my mama. My okay. mama and my aunt are 10 years apart, so there was quite a difference growing up.
Okay.
But, you know, they all had kids, and now some of the kids have kids and that sort of thing. But then it started to get tentacles, and then second cousins started coming, and third cousins, and wives, and in-laws, and this and that, and it started getting crazy, and I could tell in my mom's voice, I spoke to her on Easter, and the reunion was the week prior. She was like, it was good seeing everyone.
Right.
But then it was like this, but it wasn't the vacation I was expecting. And I'm like, oh shit. She said, I spent 75% of the time in the kitchen. Nobody made food. Nobody cleaned up after themselves. And they had an Airbnb. And she said at one point she was cooking for 22 people. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a vacation to me.
Yeah.
Not. So nobody cleaned up after. I'm like, what do you mean no one cleans up after themselves? Like, to me, that is a foreign concept. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. People just literally eat and then just walk away from the plate without, you know, either taking care of their own plate or their spouse or mm-hmm. kid or something. They just literally get up and leave. She's like, yeah. I'm like, these people are animals.
Yeah.
She's like, your sister was the worst offender. I'm like, well, this surprises no one.
And I get it, like at a party, you know, if you're like eating here and there, like you kind of leave a plate sitting there or something, like that's kind of one thing.
A whole weekend?
No, I understand yeah. that, but that's totally different.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then my mom will try to defend my sister because she could hear in my voice I'm not happy. So she goes, no, your sister made me breakfast one time. Like, so she toasted you some bread?
She put cereal in a bowl.
Yeah, and gave it to you and then just walked away and just, you know, left the pans
she
dirty.
She threw a granola bar at you and said, here.
Right. It's just, it was ridiculous. So I could tell my mom said it wasn't relaxing at all, and now she needs a vacation from her vacation. It was more stressful than her actual life.
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell that that was a little bit of an issue. But what was great about this is my mom was a little bit of a private investigator because there's a little family. It was a well-known secret, so it really wasn't a secret. I found out, it's weird. There's certain things where, like, you remember where you were when you found out things happened, like 9/11, or if you're old enough, the JFK assassination, or my mom remembers man landing on the moon. I remember when my dad told me that this is when they were married, I was a teenager, that my great uncle, it's my mom's uncle, we'll call him Uncle Henry, he's like 90, this was probably about almost 20 years ago, I remember I was driving in the car. And my dad goes, do you guys want to know a secret? I was in the car with my cousin, Andrew. Do you guys want to know a secret? Yeah. Hey, Dad, I do. And my dad goes, I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Oh,
which means he wants you to fish.
Of course. He wants you to beg for it.
He wants you to beg, grovel for it. So if I would have been like, okay, he would have busted at the seams. He wanted me to be like, Dad, come on.
It's a fun game, though.
Right. So I said, Dad, you can't just say that and then walk. First off, I was like, I can tell you want to tell us, so just fucking say
it. So you pulled your knife out and, like, threatening. And
so
stuff.
My dad, like, as if he, like, looks around in the car. It's literally just the three of us. He goes, you know, Uncle Henry. We're using that as an alias. You know Uncle Henry? I'm like, yeah. Uncle Henry's, like, 65 at the time, or maybe, like, 70. He goes, he's had a Filipino woman that he's been having sex with for 30 years.
And you're like, Dad, we're four. What does that mean?
Exactly. Dad! That's something my dad probably would have said at four anyways. I feel like I've always known about stuff. My parents were very open with me.
Yeah.
But he goes, yeah, Uncle Henry's been fucking this Filipino woman because his wife won't have sex with him. And I'm like, like, and he's telling this to my cousin who, like, we're close, but we're not, like, that close. Like, this isn't, like, my dad's second kid,
mm-hmm.
you know? I'm like, and it was, like, really inappropriate. And my dad is just, like, giggling, like, oh, my God, because he just found out.
Okay, yeah.
And he can't keep it in. He goes, yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean they're having, she's like, his wife won't fuck him, so he goes to this Filipino woman that, like, sucks him off. No, he wasn't saying that, but, you know, insinuating. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Christ. And that was 20 years ago. Well, I mentioned months ago that I went to a Zoom memorial service. This mm-hmm. is, you know, and the person who passed was this guy's wife, who was my, like, great aunt by marriage, whatever. Very nice woman from Sweden. She passes. And she's been gone now for about maybe a year and a half. So now Uncle Henry is free to bring the I don't even know what to call her. She's not a mistress, because I feel like a mistress implies secrecy,
sure.
right? And the good thing about this whole situation is that the wife knew about it. She didn't want to have sex with her husband. And so she said, listen, I just want you as my companion. I don't want to have sex with you, but you're a man and you need sex. Go get it somewhere else.
Hmm.
And that's fine with me. So they had this arrangement for almost 40 years where every weekend or every other weekend, he would go drive an hour to this woman's house and blast. And they would have this, like, sexual relationship. And then he would come home and be like a father and a husband to his wife and child. So this came out years ago, but now it's the first time where she's making family appearances.
Okay.
In lieu of the other woman's death. She's now the person. So his son, who's now 45 and has a kid, he's still not even used to it, which is crazy because he's known about it for 35 years. And I found out when he was 15 and how that traumatized him. So I was just asking my mom all these questions, and I think, like, the woman's name is, like, Cindy or something. So Cindy was there, and you have all these, like, white Jews and, like, one Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, did he, like, buy her from the Philippines? Like, does she have an accent? My mom's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so she's probably from the Philippines. I was doing the math in my head. She's about my mom's age. So she came to the States at like 19 or 20.
Perfect.
I'm like, Mom, I think Uncle Henry bought her.
Yeah.
I think she
did
was imported.
A fair price.
Yes. Imported from the Philippines. She's like, no. I'm like, no, I think so. She still got an accent. That means she's been here after puberty, probably in her early, late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. So I was finding out all this information. Apparently, they have property together.
What?
And apparently, the wife who passed away would send this woman like Christmas gifts, birthday gifts. Like it was an extended part of the family. Very bizarre stuff. And
yeah,
then I
weird.
Started asking my mother about the wife. Her name, let's just call her Mary. Mary never wanted to have sex. And I go, okay, well, in her 70s, she died when she was like 75, 80.
Yeah, she's old
80.
And dried up.
And my mom's like, no, she never wanted to have sex. I go, since when? She said, since ever. I go, excuse me? Yeah, my mom said, this woman did not want to have sex ever. I said, what about in her like 20s and stuff? She goes, nope. She never, like, we make jokes about me not having an interest in sex. And I would say my sex drive is probably, like, below, like, a little below average, I would say. Sometimes it gets ramped up and I can get in the mood, but I'm not, like, a super crazy horn dog. But this woman.
Unless we're here on break.
Right. That's true. And so, unless I see Blitz showing me, you know, them legs.
Mm-hmm.
Got nice legs. This woman never wanted to have sex. And apparently, I think the only time she had sex was to conceive her son. And apparently, they almost got divorced because she wouldn't blast my uncle on his wedding night. Imagine going for your honeymoon or your wedding night, and she's like, no,
but they did,
I don't have sex.
They did fuck, though.
At least once, because they have one son.
Mm-hmm.
Could have just been that one time. I don't know.
Could have been. But
could have been. Probably not. She probably tried, and they went to therapy. Uncle Henry almost got a divorce because he's like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
And then I was asking my mom, like, why did they even stay together? What's the point of having, like, a wife and a sex wife?
Right.
Like, just be like, oh, I didn't realize you never wanted to fuck me or blow me, so I'm out. Because, I mean, I understand, you know, you have to compromise if someone wants to do it a lot and someone doesn't want to do it as frequently. Mm-hmm. But if someone never wants to do it,
yeah,
and you're a guy and you're married to this person, you go, oh, shit. And I'm like, didn't he know before? And she goes, oh, no, it was like the 50s or the 60s. You know, people waited until marriage. And I go, I mean, no one's religious here, so it seems bizarre. But, you know, maybe it was just a product of the time. People were more conservative or reserved in that way. Fine. But even on the honeymoon, she was just like, no, I don't want to have sex. And she was like in her early 20s. So he lived his whole life, you know, barely banging his wife, but found love or lust in other places. So it seems like now this woman has kind of taken the role of wife. It would be weird if they got married, though. That seems weird. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, you were my concubine for 4 decades.
Yeah, you weren't good enough to be my wife.
Yeah, I'm like, did she ever want to get married to somebody? Did she want to have a public husband,
does
maybe?
Does she have kids?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this woman, but
what
yes.
What if she ended up having like a bunch of kids and they were all from him? And like, no one knew about it.
Right. Ooh, that would be good. That would be great. I asked my mom how they met. She didn't know. I'm like, Mom, you got to ask the right questions. Let me get in.
Because the guy's got a kid with the chick that didn't fuck. So
right.
He's fertile.
Yes, he is fertile. And I don't know. I can't imagine. I can imagine being a side chick maybe for a couple of years, but for 4 decades?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a side chick for 4 decades, which makes me think she was bought from the Philippines. Which would mean that my family has been involved in human trafficking, which is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I find things about my family that I didn't know until very recently. Like, my dad was approached to be in the Mossad. That's fucking dope as hell. They're like, hey, do you want to go to Germany and try to, what was the word that they use? I think it was exterminate. We need someone exterminate. Like, it was a really, like, clinical word for murder. We need you to, like, eradicate or exterminate this Palestinian terrorist, whatever. And my dad was a good candidate for that because he was South African and he spoke Hebrew, but he didn't have an Israeli accent.
Mm.
So he spoke English perfectly. He didn't have any sort, didn't sound like he was Israeli when he spoke English at all. And they approached him to be in the Messiah. He had an American wife, which was my mom. And they wanted my parents to go to Germany to try to do some work.
There goes that theory for me.
What?
I was going to say he's too busy banging millions of chicks.
Yeah.
But he was married.
He was married, yeah. So my dad, I was just born apparently when this happened. And my dad's like, I can't be killing people. I got a kid now. You should have asked me last summer.
You ruined his chances of being in the Mossad.
I know, I did. And then I'm like, Dad, that would have been so dope. You would have met like Epstein and like just lying to Maxwell.
Yeah, you could have been fucking kids on his private island.
Yeah, Dad, you could have been fucking kids on Little St. James on the Lolita Express and you fucked it up. Could have met Bill Clinton, yep. Prince Andrew, just kicking it with Robert Maxwell.
Bill Gates.
Just fucking, but he fucked it up. Said nope.
You fucked it up.
I fucked it up for him. He could have said yes. My dad could have been a Mossad agent. That's pretty badass. So, you know, I'm finding all these little nuggets out in the family. You know, Uncle Henry's been, you know, fucking this concubine. Now they have a property together. And we're all very grateful for this woman because Uncle Jerry. Okay, his real name's Uncle Jerry. Uncle Jerry.
I heard it. And I was like, that was a mistake.
Damn it. Whatever. I'm so bad at remembering aliases. I'm like, it's fucking Uncle Jerry. All right, sorry. Put him on blast. But, you know, Uncle Jerry's got a lot of issues now. He's old as shit. And this woman is a Filipino caretaker.
Okay.
I know that is bizarre because Filipinos almost are never in the caretaking business.
Yeah.
Literally, when my grandma was in hospice care, like any nursing home ever, it's just stocked full of Filipinos. Like, that's just their thing. The Vietnamese have dominated all the, you know, salons and stuff. Yeah, yep. It's just, and this isn't even like a stereotype. It's just what it is.
It's true.
It's what it is. So she's been a caretaker. She's been a nanny. She's been doing all that stuff. So, and I think that Uncle Jerry took care of her for many years. I would say. I would think because I think
with
like
his dick.
With the dick, but also I think with finances, Uncle Jerry did pretty well for himself. What? A Jew who did well? I know, right? Crazy. So I am a little sad that I missed it, but I am also grateful because it sounded stressful, number one. And number two, you know, even though COVID is like so last summer, there's still people who are hardline. You got to be vaccinated.
Yeah, was it yesterday at LA that they redid their mask mandate?
Oh, did they?
They reinstated it.
I saw it. There was something in Philadelphia, but LA, it's just it's a lost cause.
Yeah.
It's a tent city. Just bulldoze over it and try again later. Glad I'm not there, you know. Which sucks because California is like, especially Southern California, is such a cool place. It's like cool real estate. It's beautiful weather. It's got, you know, just the history of Hollywood, and it's just a fun, exciting vibe to be out there, but it's just run by a bunch of goons and it's over.
So you're saying that because you're not vaccinated, your family kind of didn't want you there maybe?
Yeah, and it's weird because I feel like even that's died down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they would care as much, but one of them has like a kid that's like two or one, some change. And, you know, they're just, when you've been pushing it this long, you got to just kind of stay true to course. You can't go, yeah, you know, now I don't care anymore. You got to go, oh, I still care, but I don't.
Yeah, but you can do that, but you're not going to.
You're not going to. You've been, you know, when you've been hard lining it for so long, you don't want to think that was all in vain. It's the sunk cost fallacy. You go, well, I've been pushing it for this long. I better just keep pushing. Otherwise, everyone's going to think I'm a fraud. You go, okay, whatever. So I missed out on that, unfortunately, but I did get some good information, and I like learning things about my family, especially salacious things. I like skeletons in the closet. I like hearing about, you know, I had another cousin that, you know, almost married a lesbian, for example. And like I said, I've mentioned this before. I was the one that called out that she was a lesbian 2 years before she came out of the closet because she cut all her hair off. I said, straight girls really don't do that. Unless they're, you know, Halle Berry, but she was pulling it off. My cousin's girlfriend at the time, not pulling it off. You go, why did you do that? You had beautiful, like, kind of like strawberry blonde hair, very feminine. You know what? The writing was on the wall. I forgot she played field hockey.
Well,
She played field hockey.
It's not softball.
It's not softball. It's not basketball, but it's a close third, field hockey. So she played field hockey. I remember going to one of her games. Cute girl. Cute girl. And then she cut all her hair off before they went to South America. And I said to my mother, I think Lauren, her real name, I was like, I think Lauren's gay. And my mom was like, no, they're going to Colombia. She just doesn't want it. It's going to be hot. She doesn't want. I'm like, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. No straight girl is going to give a fuck how hot it is. They're not going to cut all of their hair off. That's insane. And my mom goes, no, she's not. I'm like, okay. 2 years later, guess who was right? Me. Mm-hmm. I knew it. So my cousin, you know, almost married that chick. And I like hearing those stories. I like hearing about when people are going through therapy. I like hearing about, oh, so-and-so is on the precipice of divorce. That's a fun one. Oh, interesting. Oh, your family's fucked up too. I found out one of my uncles is suffering from mental illness. It's like the most Jewish diagnosis, like severe anxiety with a OCD. It's me, essentially. Mm-hmm. I am, but it's worse because it's affecting his ability to do shit now. So he's also a hypochondriac, apparently. He's been diagnosed with all these things where he thinks everything
hypochondriac,
is...
Hypochondriac, please.
Hypochondriac. He thinks everything is wrong with him.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so he is... He's afraid for his life in any given moment. Even though he's lived on this planet for 70 years, all of a sudden now he's afraid of everything. So it's nice to hear about the fact that I like hearing about people's problems because then you go, oh, I got shit like that too. Mm-hmm. And it also kind of not justifies, but it also kind of explains my situation. I'm like, oh, there was no way I could have been normal. Look what's in my blood.
Sure.
Paranoia. Mental illness, anxiety, OCD, not a depressed bunch of people, but a very high on the neuroticism scale.
Gotcha.
Just, you know, typical Jewish stuff, I'd like to say. But, unfortunately I missed out on that, but tonight I will be celebrating the wedding of my friends. I think we've talked about them wanting to fuck me, I think I spent the night there a few times and Bubba thought that there was maybe a threesome going on.
Oh, that's why you brought me over to their house.
Yes, exactly. To cock block. Or to join in, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm mixing.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see my friend. I'm not going to see her actual wedding ceremony, which I think is the most polite thing that you can do.
I agree.
Because nobody wants to go to the ceremony. Everybody wants to go to the party.
That shit's boring, man.
Yeah, it's boring as hell. So she goes, I know it's boring. So I'm going to get married and then walk over, drive over to reception one. She said, how about... we subtract the ceremony and add a party. And I went, yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect wedding math. Everyone wants to party. No one wants to go to the ceremony. She goes, listen, no one's going to the ceremony and we're doing a two-night party.
Yeah, and the wedding is like just basically for their family and stuff. And like, yes. Like, and, you know.
It's going to be like, close family, maybe some close friends.
But that's it, though.
But that's it. And she even said, it's boring. I know no one wants to see that shit. We just want to make it fun for the people that are coming to town. Couldn't be better.
Yep.
So we're going to venue number one tonight. And because Blitz can't come with me, I'm going with my good friend, my best friend here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she has a Hillary Clinton pantsuit. Ready. Oh. So we will look like straight lesbians, which is going to be fun.
Okay.
And we're really going to sell when we start making out and scissoring on the dance floor. So I'm excited for tonight. It's going to be great.
And I heard you're going to get turned up too.
I may have a drink or two tonight.
Oh.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Or like, was this an allusion to me smoking crack or something?
Well, no, I mean, you do that every night.
Yeah.
I was going to say just the drinking part.
Yeah. I may have a drink or two. I hope I can last. I may need some additional. I may need a Celsius tonight, maybe two, because I'm already feeling myself fading a little bit right now. But I don't have time to fade. I have to be up. I have to be awake. So maybe I will be going through some of Bubba's drawers just to see what I can get my hands on.
Well, I drank a Celsius hour ago. Tired.
I don't like your attitude.
I know.
I don't like your fucking attitude.
It honestly,
drink
kinda...
another one. Drink another one.
No, because that's then you're crack.
Yeah, but sometimes
Mm-mm.
crack isn't whack.
Mm-mm.
You ever been tired but your heart's racing and you're just like, this
yeah,
is well, this is now I can't do anything. I can't fall asleep and I can't be productive because I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm.
So your eyes are like all sleepy, but your heart's racing, so you just feel like you're having a heart attack, which is nice.
It's fun.
I was listening to one Andrew Huberman.
Okay.
He's really just like a Trivial Pursuit of random shit. He's like, did you know? Like, I feel like a lot of what I watch is, if you're familiar with Andrew Huberman, he is a neurologist. And he does a lot of stuff with neuroscience at the Huberman Lab at Stanford University in California. And he has all these things. He's really into neuroplasticity. He likes stuff that involves endocrinology, the sleep-wake cycle. He's big into intermittent fasting. Shut the hell up. He's big into all this sorts of like health, fitness. He's kind of
all this like Bobo science.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he's also like probably the hottest neuroscientist you've ever seen. He's like pretty good looking, but like in the science world, he's like a fucking 10.
Okay.
He's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
I sound like Jessica Simpson. God damn it. He's hot, is what I'm saying.
He's like Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's not a Paulina Lana Luna. Rana. No, but he's pretty hot, and he was saying, and I don't know if this fucking works, but he said that he had a little bit of a hack, and I like biohacks. I like little digestible bits of information that I could tell someone at like a dinner party. Hey, Diaco One, did you know? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, who are you? I'm like, doesn't matter. But he was saying that like a way to kind of make yourself more alert without using any external substances, he said it's something where you can engage the wakeful circuitry in your brain.
Okay.
And he says if you look up, because he said, if you notice when people are tired, they're like, their chin droops, their eyes go down, they feel, you know, groggy. He said, if you look up for like 10 to 15 seconds, just up, I don't even think there necessarily has to be like a lot of light or anything, but if you just like look up for right about now, you should feel more invigorated. I kind of do, but it lasts about 4 seconds and then it goes away again.
That's a great 4 seconds, though.
Yeah, I feel revived for 4 whole seconds.
Andrew Huberman knows what he's talking about.
Andrew Huberman, I saw some unfortunate news.
Wait, what's that?
A couple of days ago.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I'm not talking about the Ukrainian crisis. I'm not talking about inflation.
No, way more important than all that.
I'm not talking about that woman that was brutally murdered by her lover in her home, stabbed 60 times, and put in a fucking duffel bag.
Nope.
I'm not talking about that.
Way more important.
There was a study that said that intermittent fasting, more specifically time-restricted feeding, is Bobo.
Bullshit!
Instead of his Bobo. And when I was talking to Blitz last night, he goes, I saw that you didn't add that in prep. I said, yeah, because fuck that.
I saw the story and I was like, oh, that won't be in prep. Let me check. And sure enough, I didn't.
Sure shit, I said, absolutely fucking not. This is the gospel of my life.
You know what's funny? I almost fucking told Bubba this morning. I was like, hey, I'm going to send you this news story just to bust on Anna, so please talk about it.
That would have been really funny.
And I forgot.
That would have been really funny.
I totally forgot. I was going to do that.
That would have been so fucking mad.
Yeah.
It was this study, and you didn't really read it. You said
no,
you just kind of like saw the title.
I mean, honestly, like the story itself is kind of bullshit. Like the study is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, but I actually like...
So that's why it really wasn't in prep, because the story was kind of
yeah,
BS,
it was shit science. Don't get me wrong. But I initially saw it like 2 days ago and I said, these motherfuckers. And I clicked on it and I just said, fuck this. And then yesterday, actually, before we even talked, in the morning, I saw it was still on Drudge. So I clicked on it again and I just kind of wanted to go through the methods, you know, of the study and see what they did. And I just said, this is just absolute crap.
Right.
This is just crap. They put people on like... time restricted feeding, which is like a form of intermittent fasting, so you can only eat between like, you know, 4 and 6 or something like that, whatever. So, and they said that nobody lost any weight, nobody dropped a pant size, nothing changed. But then I started looking, like I said, at the methodology that they used, and they were just talking about calories. I'm like, well, what kind of calories are we talking about? Fats? Like, what are the macronutrients? Was it carbs? Was it proteins? Like, you have to control for all this stuff. You can't just be like, have 1,200 calories. Because you could have 1,200 calories of chocolate or 1,200 calories of broccoli. It's going to have a different effect on your body. So they didn't do any of that. They didn't take into consideration. Yes, it will have a different effect on your body. They didn't take into consideration any sort of exercise, any sort of sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to control for all this stuff. You have to have, like, the same basal metabolic rate. Some mm-hmm. people are burning fat more than others are, you know, depending on your metabolism. So all these, it's so hard to control this sort of shit. So the fact that they were just like, ah, intermittent fasting doesn't work, I was just like, fuck you.
You're neat.
You're neat?
Yeah.
What is that an acronym for?
Non-exercise thermogenesis, whatever.
Oh yeah, like the thermogenesis of like food and stuff. And
well, like how much
digestion?
Like how many calories you're burning by like just moving around and like, you know, like when you shake your leg and things like that.
Yeah,
like when you're not trying to do exercise, but you're moving just around to burn.
Yes, yeah. And your basal metabolic rate essentially would be like if you were in a coma and your body was just like keeping you alive with your heart pumping,
correct,
and your lungs breathing, all that shit. Most of the calories that you burn throughout the day are just that, just keeping your stupid ass alive. Then there's digestion, which apparently I think is like, it's something crazy, like 10% of your calories, just like the thermogenesis of food.
Right. Well, that's why like years ago, like the...
like the heat you burn off just from digestion.
Yeah, so like there were certain diets, but like the cabbage diet was real big because there's some foods like cabbage, if it's pure cabbage, that takes more calories to digest than actually is in the food itself.
Yeah, but that's not a good way to make friends because you're going to be real farty.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be real fucking farty.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm telling you. Yeah, you might be skinny, but you won't have no friends.
You're lighter weight because you're full of gas.
Jesus, you float away. Turn into fucking helium.
But yeah, that was a big diet, like, I don't know, what, maybe 10 years ago?
And it was just like a mono, whatever they call it, like food diet,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like one thing you can eat.
Yeah,
that's
like,
sustainable.
But the thing is, people would do like, oh, well, I can like bake cabbage and then like, well, I'll put butter
saute
and this and that and like do all, and it's like, okay, well, then might as well just eat regular food at that point.
Yeah, that's certainly not the move. But the study was shit, and that's one, honestly, the main reason was because I was like, you know, that's my religion. You're talking shit about Jesus when you start talking shit about...
But you're like bored again.
Fasting.
It's a new religion to you.
It's a new religion to me. Right. I'm born again and I want to spread the gospel. I want to go to a third world country and hand out Bibles, you know? Mm. And when people go, your God isn't real, I go, fuck you.
Right.
That's how I feel about intermittent
fasting.
With
your pseudoscience.
Yeah, with your pseudoscience crap study. Hated it. Hated it.
Sure wasn't in prep though.
I sure wasn't. I saw that and I was like, fuck. I was like, fuck you.
So did I. When I saw it, I was like, oh shit.
I talk about it all the time. It's so obnoxious for other people, I'm sure. And especially people who are with me a lot, like Blitz. Like when we were at the Diaco Easter,
mm-hmm.
you know, people come up to me. There were many, many people that came up to me and they're like, you look great. And I said, they go, yeah, you look.
And then they took
great.
Their blind stick and they're like, here, let me.
Yeah.
They had the
Joe
blind
Diaco was
glasses.
Like, you look great, Krista. I'm like, Krista? Come on. What do you mean the Mexican virus? I'm right here. Look at me. One person said, you look great. And I said, I don't even think they asked anything. They didn't even ask a question. They just said, you look great. I go, well, I can't take credit for this. It's intermittent fasting.
Oh, sorry.
All right. It's your penis.
It's me.
Just give it.
Everything good.
Yeah, right.
Me.
I go, well, I can't take credit for this. It's really my, it's really intermittent fasting. I really want to hand the trophy off to intermittent fasting for really helping me out. But I know this is crazy to you because I eat so much around you, but I actually eat far less than I used to eat. I feel like my stomach has shrinked a bit. I know that's insane. It shrunk. That's the correct use, right?
No, shrinked a bit. You're right.
Fuck.
You're right.
God. I am tired. I need a Celsius immediately. Pronto.
There's some left.
You have some? Yeah, I definitely need some because I gotta, because you can't just go to a wedding and kind of like go through the motions. You got to be on. And there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be at this wedding, and I want to talk about it after we come back from a little break, because we do need to go to a little break, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
For editing purposes, so stand by.
Editing purposes.
Purposes. All right, there we go. All right, we'll take like a minute break, maybe two.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Trying to revive myself with some caffeine. The greatest drug to ever grace this planet.
Crack, right?
Caffeine, it's a beautiful thing. I love it. I can't wait for it to hit the dome because obviously, you know, it doesn't hit immediately, but like, you know, 10, 20 minutes later, you're like, fuck yes. Until then, I'll be looking up like an asshole. Okay, looking up, holding it up.
Which one did you get? The berry one?
No, I'm sorry. I grabbed your favorite one. Kiwi guava. It's fucking delicious.
Oh, that's the one I have for tonight, so I'll put that one in the fridge.
Mm. Oh, sorry. So sorry.
The berry ones that are in there for you because you like those and they're gross.
Thank you. Sorry. So tonight, I'm very excited to see a few people. I was actually going to go solo initially because I thought, I don't think I need a date. I know people. And then I started doing the math and I realized I know two people. You know, because you're like, I know the bride, I know the groom. And it's like, well, you can't include them because they're going to be busy.
Yeah, yeah. Those aren't.
Those don't count.
No, those don't count.
And then I went, hold on. I know two people. I can't go alone. That's not a good look, especially if I'm the first one there, which I'm going to arrive early because.
You're always early.
I'm always early, number one. And number two, you got to be at Bubba 199. So
we say early, we mean she's always late.
Yeah, I'm always late. So I can't just walk in and be like, hey, fuck. All right. And I've been to a wedding by myself before. And to be honest, it wasn't bad. It was great. The one I went to in California where I couldn't bring my mom as a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. It's fine. But that worked out well. But, you know, this is going to be a different sort of environment. It's not like there's not going to be, excuse me, like a sit down.
Okay.
Because this is more of just like.
Not shabby chic.
This is more like the wedding happy hour, right?
Okay.
So they're just getting married. They come. They're going to hang out.
Gotcha.
It's not going to be seated. It's just kind of like a room full of people and they'll be
it's
drinks
not a party.
And food.
It's a hang.
It's a hang. And there's not going to be plated food. It's going to be like a food truck.
Yeah, they're, Mediterranean. They're kind of, I want some falafel.
Yeah, me too. So, it's more, they're kind of granola people. They do granola shit, which is cool. I like that. So it's going to be really low key. So I'm bringing my good friend Erin. So that's going to be exciting for us to go as a lesbian couple.
Yeah, you guys have fun. She's fun.
She is so great. I could just go on and on about Erin. She had a bridal shower last Saturday, which was beautiful. I mean, like if you're in Tampa and you haven't been to Oxford Exchange, I highly recommend checking it out. The sister restaurant is like the Peabody, the library in St. Pete.
Okay.
It's really cool. It's like, again, this isn't really something probably for the male audience, but to the two bitches listening, it's very like Beauty and the Beast-esque, where it's like the restaurant is in a library.
And let's be real, the best part about it is what?
Brunch.
No. That it's right next to UT.
This fucking piece of shit. Yeah, it's walking distance. So we go to Oxford Exchange, which has a similar vibe, but I would say it's even cooler than the library because it's got like an atrium. Like even saying atrium, you're like, oh, that just sounds like elegance. So we sat in the atrium. And it was a little bit annoying at the beginning because I kept telling them, you know, I'm here for a bridal shower. And they're like, oh, it's the third story. You got to make a ride, go all the way down the hall. And I'm like, that seems insane for it's only five of us. Like, but whatever. All right. So I go up there and I just walk into a room full of people that I don't know. And it's clearly a baby shower. And I said, bridal. You know, what the fuck? So I had to like go and I'm in heels and I'm holding a cake and a present and I'm hot and I'm sweating. But as soon as I got there, the drinks started flowing. The conversation took off. Everybody but one of the girls was a little, what's the word? I want to say rude. Here's the situation. Like, if you're with a small group of people, there's only five of us, okay?
Okay.
Four of us were very engaged in the moment, in the occasion, in the reason why we were there, which was my friend. The phones were put away unless it was like, look at this.
Sure.
Whatever, fine. But we were engaging conversation. We're talking to each other. What are you going to eat? What's going on? Gossiping, just doing all the things. And then the girl next to me, and I've met her a dozen times probably, was just aloof and facing the phone the whole time. Now, she did preface that she had a dog that was going through a situation. But if it's that dire, then like, don't come. Like, if you're taking the dog to the hospital and the dog's on his last leg, like, don't go, number one. And number two, I don't see why you need to be on the phone for like 2 hours texting nonstop. That just seems a bit much. So it was this kind of like awkward kind of thing where, you know, you have four women chit-chatting and having a great time. And then one person who's just like face deep in the phone and then would pop in with a comment about something that she was texting that had nothing to do with the dog. So I'm like, okay, so clearly you're talking to other friends or something. Like, you're not just concerned about the dog. Something's weird. So it was just kind of a little bit annoying. But other than that, I mean, I didn't care. I was having a great time. Mm-hmm. I was drinking my ass off. So drunk, I actually couldn't drive, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And I had to have a DD come pick me up.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, Blitz. Appreciate
to the rescue once again.
Mm-hmm. And because it was so close to UT, I knew he wouldn't mind picking me up.
Yeah, it was right by my house, too. So
yeah, so he could just drive right through the campus.
I talked to somebody, and they're like, hey, do you have to drive all the way to St. Pete to get her? I'm like, hell no, it's like 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no problem.
No problem, no problem.
Hey, no problem.
So, we do the brunch, we do the gifts, the cake was perfect. I was going to get her like this big cake, and I spoke to one of the other girls, and she goes, just get a little one. So I got a little one, and we only ate half of that one, so it was perfect.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was great. So everything was perfect. It was just a beautiful day in the atrium, which it was like covered but not, and it was just absolutely stunning. If you have a chance to go check out Oxford Exchange, especially if you're abroad, you will fucking love it. It's just awesome. If you're into the whole Instagram-worthy life, that is where you need to go.
Okay.
There's lots of there's a spiral staircase. There's, you know, almost like a garden. They got atriums and hallways that look like library. It's a very cool ambiance. I liked it thoroughly. And then so I leave and I'm waiting for Blitz to pick me up, and I meet some friends, as you do when you're hammered. You know, were they a bunch of douchebag frat boys? No. They were probably women, three women, in their maybe mid to late 60s.
Yeah, that's fair.
My crowd. And I was sitting in front of a coffee shop, and I was just sitting in the sun. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't buying anything, but I was sitting there. And these women just kind of sit at the same bench because there was only one of them, and they just kind of start talking. So I just kind of start talking. And then we're going back and forth, and they looked like they were tourists. So I go, where are you guys from? They go, we've lived here our whole lives. I'm like, I've literally never met someone that old that's from Florida. No, I didn't say that, but I thought that. And it was funny because there were three women and two upbeat women. One was very attractive for like 65, like 60, 65. The other one, not so much. She kind of looked like Mike Myers from Coffee Talk.
Okay.
That was literally who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a third woman who was like the Eeyore of the group. Like they would say something positive and then she would like bring everyone back down.
Okay.
Which I kind of oddly appreciated. But I was hammered and I'm trying to have a conversation with this woman and they're asking me like where I'm from. So I'm telling them, you know, all over the place. I usually leave the Israel out of it because it just gets things complicated.
Well, I mean, let's be real. You didn't grow up there.
No.
If you were like 8 or 9 or 10 when you moved over, then like it'd be more part of your life, but you were how old?
Right. I was less than 2.
Yeah, so you don't.
So it's like I can't speak Hebrew.
Right. It wasn't part of your life.
Right.
I mean, it's still cool, like a story, but like.
Yeah, it's just where I was born and then, you know, pretty much absconded almost immediately.
Sure.
So, and I don't speak Hebrew and I don't really feel Israeli, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a connection to the country because I'm Jewish, A, because I was born there, but my parents lived there, but I don't really feel a connection because I have zero memories of that
right,
place.
Right,
so why would I? So I'm like, oh, I'm from California. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm so glad I'm here. So I'm kind of like talking politics without talking politics, if that makes sense. I'm kind of saying I'm really glad I'm here, and they're like, why is that? You know, San Diego's beautiful. I'm like, I know, but things are more open here. You know, use language like that where you're not like, oh, those liberal fucks.
You're trying to read the room a little bit,
right? Exactly. You put a little, you give them like just put a toe in the water.
Yeah,
how do they respond?
Throw out some feelers,
and then we'll start the DeSantis chant. You know, but you start with things are open here.
Yeah, you don't want to tell them you were hanging out with DeSantis' parents right away.
No, no. Yeah, honestly, I don't talk politics with strangers that I just meet. It's just, I don't care. I literally don't give a fuck, and I just want to enjoy my day.
You do wear your MAGA hat pretty often.
I do. I like to wear it backwards so people don't initially know, and then when they're done talking to me, they're like, that piece of shit. But it's too late. Conversation's over.
I mean, that's kind of funny, but that's how I always wore mine.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So... Then one of them said, the Eeyore says something about like, I said something about California and she goes, yeah, well, at least they're not run by a right-wing cult leader.
Hmm.
Huh? And she goes, yeah. She goes, DeSantis, he goes, he's sick. Something's not right with him. I think he's part of a Trump cult or something. Like just like an old boomer, like doesn't know how to use the internet person on Facebook all day long.
No, yeah, she's on Facebook.
Yeah, but it just goes to, you know, CNN.com every day, and it's, like, way too, like, deep into the hole, like, beyond even that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my response to that was, okay. And then I just talked about something, I like this. I was like, I like the sun. I thought everyone could get along on the sun. Usually when you start talking about weather, you're really not trying to ruffle any feathers.
Yeah.
And this bitch goes, I don't like the sun. There's too much sun here. I go, what is your deal? Like, you know, because I was talking about how shitty Michigan was, and she just said, I don't like, there's too much sun here. It's too hot. And then I wanted to be like, then leave or die.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to live here. No one's forcing you to live here. Then leave. There's plenty of people that would want to take your spot. So that was the crew I was dealing with. And then Blitz picked me up, and we had a very nice
evening. Well, I got there, and you were there talking to these ladies, and I knew how people were going to be at the party or whatever you were at, and I'm like,
you're like, Aaron looks terrible.
I'm like, wow.
Why does she look 65?
Well, I'm like wow, this is not the crowd I thought. Like, and then the weird thing was, you walked over to my car, got in, and we literally turned around and looked, and they were gone.
I saw that too. I'm like, they just Houdini disappeared.
They were nowhere,
and they
to
were
be...
old. Yeah, and they literally were, you didn't see them getting up, cleaning up the space. It
nothing.
Was like, and I didn't see them walking anywhere.
No,
they were just gone.
Yeah.
Evaporated.
Maybe they weren't real.
Was I talking to myself the whole fucking time?
Yeah.
I was that fucked up?
No, but it was weird because you got in the car. We literally just stopped, turned around right there in the street, and like drove back right by the where the benches
12 seconds maybe.
And there was nobody anywhere. Nobody they weren't there. Walking. They weren't getting in a car.
Not a trace. Not even a door shutting. Like,
you're like, where the hell did they go?
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, we talked about it.
We did?
Yeah.
I have
you
no
might not remember.
I don't remember. I went, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was so special. And then that was followed by like the Easter extravaganza at the Diacos, who were just so hospitable. And I know we talked about it, but it really was a good fucking time.
It was fun.
It was so, so fun. It is a little like strange for me, though, I feel like, because I'm a girl.
What?
Yeah. I identify as such. I hope that's okay with everybody that I'm cisgender.
It's all right with me, I suppose.
I got a double X and I identify as a girl. But also, I was invited and work only with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So when the meal was over and the women were like going into the kitchen and like cleaning and doing stuff, and then we were going to leave to go to the carriage house to hang out, I felt a little bit of pressure to stay from
right.
some people. But I just said, I'm going with them. Those are my buddies. Like,
yeah.
Like, those are my friends. It was a little bit weird. And then some of the women joined us at the carriage house, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was just that little awkward moment I felt like leaving Steve's house where I was just like, I'm going with them.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather hang out in the carriage house than hang out in
yeah,
the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what a beautiful evening
that
was.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Talking to Daddy Joe, who apparently was flirting with me, which is nice. It's
oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just like, who's this new person in my house that I don't know? I thought it was more of like a initiation.
You know, he knew who you were, like instantly.
Yeah.
Like,
he said my name right too. He was like, Anna, and I went, yeah. And it was funny because I was talking to Aunt Tina, who's mm-hmm. someone's aunt. And
I think it's the mom's sister.
The mom. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
Arlene's sister?
Yes.
That would make sense. Okay.
Yes. And the other lady was Joe's sister.
Sister, right.
Correct.
Bobo.
Aunt.
That's
why I didn't
Aunt
say
Bo. Her. Aunt Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Aunt Bobo.
Yeah.
Shame. She was sweet, too. So I'm talking to Aunt Tina, and she's mid-sentence, and Joe's like, Anna. And I turn around, and she's like, just go. I was like, but we were. She's like, just go. Yeah. I said, oh, shit. All right. So I was summoned over and we talked probably for like, what, half an hour?
At least.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I was asking him a lot of questions about, you know, the Bucks, his life, his sons. I was trying to get some information out of him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him about his grandkids, who his favorite was, and he did not even hesitate.
Now, I don't know if you noticed the second time you were talking with Aunt Tina, Dan hovered around very closely.
No, I was
so
hammered.
Dan told me, hey, I need to hang out here because Aunt Tina has a couple of good stories that I'm going to need to correct and make sure aren't told wrong. So if I hear him start talking about this story, I need to join in.
I did try to get some information out of Aunt Tina.
Well, supposedly Aunt Tina's got some stories
that
Dan didn't want to be told.
Get out. I did not even notice Dan. To be honest with you. But I was...
Oh, he told me because he was like, he's being very inconspicuous. He was kind of like just hanging out where he could still hear like what Aunt Tina was saying.
So
but like,
he'd cut in at
any
moment.
But he was pretending to like do other stuff. But he wasn't. He told me, he's like, no, I'm listening.
He was, just locked in on our conversation.
And Ryan Kostman, $4.99.
Thank you.
Super chat. Thank you.
And the bitch ain't one. No, I tried to get some information out of Aunt Tina the mm-hmm. first time I was speaking with her. And I said, Dan kind of walked away and I just said, so what kind of, is there any like embarrassing stories that I can mm-hmm. tell about any three of the Diaco
right.
brothers? And she's like, no, they're all good boys and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, I don't get that. But then she did say, she's like, but I got to tell you. And I'm like,
right.
What? And she goes, you know, when Dan was growing up, he was a very sensitive boy. I'm like, really? Like, yeah, he would cry. He would cry. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then that's when I got, you know, I had to go talk to Joe.
Oh, okay.
So, but I really wanted to hear more about Danny crying. So
there's a story there because Dan was, he even made sure to tell me he's hovering in case he hears the story so he can jump in.
Because Dan now, you know, he's all the machismo and he's got the accolades and he's a doctor and he's a lawyer and he's a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear about, you know, sensitive, insecure Dan. And I think other people do too.
Sure.
Well, I want to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. People have been calling, and I've been ignoring you for about an hour, so...
Oh.
Hello? Oh, perfect. Then I answer, and you ignore me. That's... couldn't have planned it better. Appreciate you. Oh, my God. And then, so tomorrow, we're going to the wedding. When was the last, what's the last wedding you've been to? Like, or went to? It was a long time ago, because I don't really get invited to a lot of weddings. I know that surprises people because I'm so much fun. But I feel like a lot of my friends either, you know, they're on the other side of the country or they're in a different country and I can't go. I don't have the money. Can't time-wise, whatever the case may be. So the last wedding that I went to, I believe, was my cousin's in August of 2017, about a few blocks away from where everyone got shot up in Sacramento.
Nice.
So what's the last wedding you've been to before this one?
A friend of mine that I camp with got married a few years ago and went to his like kind of soiree deal party. It wasn't, it wasn't a wedding, but it was the party part.
Okay. The reception.
And then before that, the actual real wedding that I've been to was probably Bubba's.
In 07?
Yeah.
Shit. I've been to more weddings than that.
A lot of my friends, like, if they did get married, it was somewhere far away.
Uh-huh.
Or it was like, they were like, oh, we just got eloped, or we just, you know.
Right. Didn't
have an actual, like, my brother.
Yes. And my good friend Aaron, who I've spoken about many times during the show, she's going to be my plus one tonight, and she is actually getting married next Friday. But she's eloping to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about her situation is she's like, listen, this is my second marriage. I'm not trying to have a big old fucking party.
Well, all
with
of
the
Easter,
bridesmaids and the things.
All of Easter, I think that day we heard probably, I don't know, maybe 10 times about how eloping is the way to go.
Not for me, folks. but yeah, we did. We from people who maybe eloped in the Diaco family.
Yeah.
So,
Jay Diaco.
Jay Diaco, yes. So that's the way. But my friend isn't going to Clearwater Beach. She's going to Vegas.
Yeah, that's a little far.
And I think she's actually getting married by Elvis, which is so funny because her first wedding was like a traditional. She's Irish Catholic. Her ex-husband was Italian Catholic.
Okay.
So it was a very Catholic, church heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's getting married like at Barnum & Bailey's. Like, it's just crazy to me. You know
the
what I mean?
The thing is, if you're going to go to Vegas for a wedding, might as well do the whole Vegas thing.
Yep, exactly. That's what she said. She's like, I think it's kind of fun. And it's like, to me, it's like, you know, I think I would probably think it's kind of cheesy. I'd probably want like a little beach wedding, just me and my partner or whatever.
Right.
But hey, I think it's awesome. A bunch of her friends are able to go, so they're going and they're going to see like, I think the night that they get married, they're all going to see David Guetta and get like bottle service and stuff.
Okay.
I think that's awesome. So she's just having just a more spontaneous kind of wedding. And I think that that's awesome. It's a lot less stressful. You don't have to worry about appeasing grandma and grandpa and who's going to walk you down the aisle and how many bridesmaids and who's the maid of honor. Like, none of that shit. She just gets to just enjoy herself. You know, she's leaving the kids with the grandparents and they're going to go elope and have a wonderful time. And I'm so excited for her.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Hello. Who's this? Oh, shit. Hello.
Hey, Anna, I tell you what, you look beautiful.
Thanks.
I do have a couple questions.
Sure.
Have you and Blitz said, I love you?
Not yet. Can you turn it? Is it Bluetooth? There's like a echo. Are you in the bathroom or something?
One second.
The acoustics are horrible. No, we haven't yet.
One second, because I'm watching you guys on Twitch on my television.
I'm like, okay.
I didn't even know we were on
Twitch. I can't believe that you guys haven't said that yet.
Okay. Well, thank you for making it awkward, and appreciate you. No, listen, it's great. I think we just need to... I'm not about...
No, it's not you guys. My freaking gutter guys are here putting gutters up on my house.
Okay.
This is just Ducky.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Great, wonderful.
Sorry to interrupt your.
Yeah, you called us, buddy. Yeah, there's a few people in my life that they call me and I pick up and I go hello and they go hang on. What? You called me, motherfucker. What do you mean hang on? Get out of here, scram. No, we haven't said I love you, and I'm in no rush to go anywhere, folks. I've said this before a million times, and I'll say it again. There's no finish line I'm trying to cross anytime soon in terms of marriage, kids, I love yous, whatever. You don't push it. It'll come when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come when it comes, you know? Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Hot Carl. Don't Google me. I've got something on my mind here. So this is all in good fun. Blitz probably has already got a red dot right on me, but... All right,
Christ.
So I was looking up like conspiracy stuff, and I came across this. Just hear me out. This is probably all hilarious, right. But I came across this like video where it's just going through like the iceberg of conspiracies, and one of them was called Aeromorph Psyops. And when I read it and looked into it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been like thinking about this for the past 5 days. I have to ask. And this is all in good fun, so I'm just teasing Blitz a little bit. But basically, there's a conspiracy that the government back in the day sort of sexualized planes and like Air Force and jet fighters and all bombers and stuff like that, and through children's like cartoons and print magazine comics and stuff, and it sort of like brainwashed people into like becoming like, you know, obsessed with planes, and like it made people want to join the Air Force. And
oh yeah, that's what air shows are for.
Yeah, so
to brainwash kids to thinking it's an awesome thing, so that they join.
Exactly. So hear me out. So there's a 4chan post, and I'm gonna read it, but I know we can be a little like, I obviously I can curse and stuff, but it's not like super crazy. But I'll make it quick. So as soon as I read this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta tell Anna. And don't be mad at me, Blitz, but this is funny. So it says, be me, browsing porn, discover furries, hate them. They make good porn though. Looking up robot stuff. It was find Aeromorph.
You forgot the word busty.
Yeah, so you've seen, okay, yeah, and it says, big toddy plane, dick is absolutely diamonds. Blah. I'm not going to go through it, but it basically says, manifest into a near-extremist disdain for North Korea and Russia, China. And then it says, join Air Force for unrelated circumstances, sell soul to Uncle Sam for a paycheck. Keep getting massive erections whenever the C-17s do low flyovers during formation. It says, graduate aircraft maintenance. Oh no, feel dirty whenever I go under or inside the planes to work on them. And then blah blah blah. It says, I think I got psyops from the joining the Air Force by my own uncontrollable lust for aircraft. Can't tell anyone about it in therapy. It says, please, dear God, help me. I can't contain my primal urge to F planes. I'm not even joking.
And Blitz was the first thing that came to mind.
I just, because, yeah, kind of. But it's all a joke. So, but like, I don't think it's to that level. But like, he does sort of like, damn, that's a sexy plane. But I don't think it's like to that. I just had,
yeah,
to
I don't think he's gonna fuck a plane. But
you're both wrong. I'd fuck this shit out of a plane.
He's had a threesome with two planes.
Anyways, all fun. I had to throw that out there.
We appreciate it. Listen, I love a good conspiracy theory. So whatever you throw my way, even if it's plane fucking, I'm more than happy to, you know, talk about it.
And there's no question that, like, that's the whole point of, like, the air shows and shit.
Yeah, you
is told
to me
get,
that.
Yeah, it's to get kids, like, yeah, in love with it.
Yeah, it's an actual thing. It's called, like, Aeromorph Psyops. And there's all sorts of, like, weird. If you ever have some time, Anna, there's a guy named Wendigoon, like, Wednesday, like, Wendigoon. And he has a whole series. It's called The Conspiracy Theory Iceberg. And it starts at the tip. And it goes from like section 1 all the way to 10. And as it gets like deeper into it, they get like more crazy. And this is like at the very end. It's pretty cool stuff. You should check it out.
I definitely will. I need to check out Concrete, the Concrete podcast that apparently broadcast.
Wendigoon.
And Wendigoon. Yes. Thank you.
Trust me. A lot of fun. All right. Take it easy, guys.
Trust this guy.
I trust you.
Trust Hot Carl.
I will trust Hot Carl. Don't Google me.
Trust Hot Carl.
We do need to finish that episode of the Romans thing because we've been trying for... We just keep falling asleep because we're so fucking, you know... bedtime is like 10 o'clock, you know? And I made a joke about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting tired. It's 10. Oh, we're so cool. And then we really did pass out. Like,
well, yeah, because you laid on top of me.
Yeah. I did. I needed a bed, and you were the closest thing I had. Literally. Like, not even in a sexual way.
No.
Yeah. Like, just, you know, like you would find a little cot, and you just kind of climb on the cot. And not the cock, the cot. And just pass the fuck out. That's how I do. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen tonight, because I'm going to try to probably have one more Celsius throughout the day and be all cracked out. And then the clock will strike maybe 11 p.m. And hopefully I can just, you know, be awake long enough to make it to the bed and fall asleep. I'm very excited to sleep tonight. Hopefully.
We're going to the gym today.
We are going to the gym today because fucking gains. You know what I mean? pushed myself to the gym yesterday. It was a little bit of an embarrassing moment.
At the gym?
Yeah, for me.
Poop your pants?
No, not this time.
Do you have stress, cotton incontinence, fucking
no,
whatever?
No, I didn't piss all over the mat while doing deadlifts. That would have been worse, actually. Oh. But there was this machine, and it's like one of the, you put the, it's like squats, but you're facing it, and you sit on the platform, stand on the platform, and you lift up, and it's the pads on the shoulders, and you're just squatting. But your back is not against the support pad or whatever. Okay. Like it's a lot of these bitches use it for their ass and stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a latch somewhere for you to unlock it so you can actually do the dip, you know?
Right.
But I couldn't find, like, I found the latch, but every which way I was moving, it wasn't budging it.
Okay.
So the gym wasn't too busy, and I was trying to figure it out, and I was looking like a fucking moron trying to figure it out. And I go, listen, just ask for help. It's cool. So I did. And I was actually kind of like, because it takes a lot. Most people would just walk away and pretend. And I go,
too.
You can't, you need to learn how this fucking operate. Like, I understood how it operated, but the lever was like throwing me off. And each gym is different. It's going to have equipment that's a little bit different. It's not, it wasn't obvious with this at all.
No, unless one of the guys, meaning people, girls, guys, whatever, doesn't matter. Unless they walked by me as I was on it, I'd probably get off of it and go to a machine somewhat nearby, like hoping somebody else would get on it, and then watch them.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm going to watch how they do
that. And it's like, I understood the mechanics of it all. It was literally like, how do I unlatch it so I could do the dip and start actually using the machine? And I thought at one point it was so bad that I thought someone was going to come up to me and be like, it's like this. Because I'm like...
struggling.
Yeah, I'm like...
yeah.
Like looking like a moron. So I was like, Anna, just go and ask for help. So I went to the front desk. And there was this chick, and I'm like, this is an embarrassing request, but like, I don't know, I can't figure out the latch on this thing. And I didn't try to make it seem like, oh, it's different at all the gyms. I was don't know.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, no problem. She showed me, like, got up. She's like, I was moving it like front and back. She's like, you got to move it like side to side.
Okay.
I didn't know move that way. So she's like, yeah, just move it like this. I go, oh, thank you. All right, cool. And I'm
That's
like,
cool.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tried it, hated it, didn't like it at all. I was like, this is a fucking horrible machine, but you know, at least I know how to work it. So I feel like sometimes that's the best approach is to not pretend like you're cool and just be like, hey, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Sure.
Can you help me out, please? And then you burden somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Well, they get paid to do that, so.
Yeah, but they can just sit there all day. They didn't have to help me, or they could have said they didn't know how to do it or whatever. But, you know, you ask them and you say, hey, can you help me with this? Because I don't know what the fuck I am doing. So there was a little bit of that. I feel good today, though. I need to get back in the gym because I haven't gone to the gym. I did a bunch of running over the weekend, a bunch of jiu-jitsu-ing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I might be putting some things together in my head. Like, the sequences are, again, it's a very slow process. And the more you do it, you realize, like, holy shit, if you want to get any good at this, you got to do it for, like, a fucking decade. Like, this is crazy. But it is funny how your mind just goes blank, or someone is like, do it like this, and you're like, okay, and then you try to do something, you're like, what's my name, who am I, like, how do I start it, like, everything, just nothing feels natural at all, and still really doesn't. But I feel like when I'm doing what I call a flow rolling, so it's not like full-on battle, but you do a move on someone and then they kind of do a move on you, it's kind of like playing chess a little bit. With like maybe 50% force, maybe 60, that really helps me. Because then I'll be in a certain position and I'm like, I don't know how to get out of this. And they're like, push me this way, frame up that way. And it's awesome. It's great. I'm really liking it. And hopefully in a couple of years, I'll actually be, you know, halfway decent.
Nice.
But we'll see. Day by day. Hello, who's it? Perfect. That's exactly how I wanted to end the show. That's all for us today. That was probably like an hour and 20 minutes or so. Bubba199 tonight. It's Pam Pam's birthday tomorrow.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock till question mark. Last time Bubba gave you guys an extra hour and a half. Didn't even know it went by. Didn't even know what time it was. He's like, what time is it? Is it 10 yet? And we're like, it's 11:30, Bubs. He's like, holy shit. So it's going to be great.
And he did. I know he said it on there, but he told me even off there he doesn't want to stay late. He wants to, like, go home.
But,
and I said, you know what? I'm all about that because I don't have a choice. I have to leave at a certain time.
Right. But, you know, it all depends because he could be, you know, in the right state of mind where he wants to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So anything goes. If the money's rolling in, I doubt he's going to stop right at 10. But Definitely make sure you tune in for that. And it's on BAR, but you really got to get on Twitch. And you don't even have to be a subscriber. Like, you can watch it for free, live. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of hot chicks sucking on lollipops.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be food. There's going to be great music. It's Bubba's birthday, so he's going to be extra jovial.
I can't wait to eat some ribs. I haven't had ribs in a while.
How about some cake? Have you tried some cake?
No.
Oh, I tried my cake, by the way. Fucking nailed it.
I told you it was good.
Fucking nailed it. This is coming from not a chocolate guy, and he loved it.
I hate chocolate.
Hates it. Force feeds himself chocolate every fucking moment of the day.
No, I don't.
I'm halfway kidding. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you tune in again for Bubba 199 tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun starting at 8 p.m. on Twitch at The Bubba Army. All right. Have a great weekend. And we'll have lots of stories on Monday for you between weddings and birthday parties and Bubba 199. So stay tuned for that and have a great weekend.
See
thank you,
guys,
Blitz.
Tonight. Thank you.